We're in the middle of learning Torah Mem Tes and Likutei Moran Tanina, and the last shiur that we had, we did some of the Likutei Halachos that was on this chapter on Likutei Moran. Tonight also we're going to continue, hopefully, with three different items that I mentioned, Likutei Halachos, that relate to this Torah on Likutei Moran. The first item is in Likutei Halachos, Erechayim, Chelek Beis, in the laws of Birkas Hamozoin, Hilchas Birkas Hamozoin, Halacha Dalid, Ois Yud Beis. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this part of this halacha in Likutei Halachos on the statement that Rabbeinu Zal made in this chapter of Tzorech Lihiyos Akshin Godo Bavodas Hashem, that part of being religious necessitates that at times a person has to be very stubborn. The word stubborn, tough, not to let up, not to give up. And Rav Nosson Zal starts by saying, "Vezeh bechinas, vezeh maisa hamenayro, miksha zahov, akirecha at pircha miksha hi." The Torah says that one of the most outstanding kelim in the Mishkan and in the Beis Hamikdash was the menayro, the special candelabra. And this candelabra, the Torah tells us that it was miksha; it was one piece. It was all one solid piece of gold. Miksha zahav, ad yerecha ad pircha, from top to bottom, all the different parts of it, the designs on it, were all miksha, one strong piece. Now the word kosher also means tough, very strong, very solid. And Rav Nosson Zal says, ki iso b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's writings, and he's referring to the chapter that we just learned, Shetzrichen lihiyos akshin godo b'avodas Hashem, that a person has to be very stubborn, very tough when it comes to serving Hashem. Umi shehischil ma'at b'avodas Hashem, a person who has begun a little bit in serving Hashem, who has made an initial start in serving Hashem, yoidei azois, knows this. Shei efsher lihiyos ish Yisrael be'emes, that it's impossible to come close to Hashem without tremendous akshonus, without being very stubborn. Ki harbe harpaskois va'aliyas v'iridois tzurichem la'avor al kol echod v'echod. Because there are many happenings and many ups and downs that have to pass over each and every single person, b'li shir, an infinite amount. There's so many that you can't imagine how many. V'imloi yihye akshin godol, and if a person will not be extremely stubborn, livli lohoniach al yidei zeh ma'at avoidosei shehischil, to see to it, to stand strong, and not to let go of the little bit that the person began, yef sheloi sheyishor al amdoi, it's impossible for the person to be able to make it. Meaning, unless the person resolves in their mind that no matter what, they're not going to give up any territory. And whatever they've started, whatever haschola the person has made, they're going to stick to, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how much it looks like Hashem is trying to push the person away, chas v'shalom, there's no way for a person to make it. Ubifrat, especially, l'nsoya v'lo v'yil Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to going to Eretz Yisrael, Shezeh Iker Kedushas Isha Yisraeli, this is the main holiness of a Jew, is dependent on the ongoing to Eretz Yisrael, Vehu Iker Nitzochin Hamelchomo, and that's called the main winning of the war. When we talk about a Jew being victorious, Rabbeinu Zal says in a chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Chof on Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, that the main victory, the main success of a Jew is dependent on a person being zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, "Bevadai eifshel lanatzeach melchama zois kiim al yidei akshonus godol ma'oid." It certainly is very, very difficult for a person to succeed at this war of being zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael unless a person is very stubborn. And Rav Nosson Zal goes on to say that this is the main beauty that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael. When we say Yisrael Asher Becho Espoer, the Jewish nation in which Hashem takes pride, the main pride that Hashem takes of the Jewish people is in their azus, in their toughness, in being able to withstand the difficult obstacles that are placed before them. And Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk Tnu Oiz Lelekim, Al Yisrael Ga'avosoi, give oiz, strength, power to Hashem, meaning show Hashem how strong you are, how tough we are. Al Yisrael ga'avosoi, and this is what makes Hashem see a glory in Klal Yisrael, a greatness in Klal Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Gemara in Be'a Daf Chof Hei, where the Gemara says, "Mipnei ma nitno Torah liYisrael." For what reason was the Jewish nation selected above all other nations to be zeichet to receive the Torah? Mipnei shehein azin, because they are tough. We're not going to go into the rest of this piece, because it doesn't pertain that much to what we're saying. It's not necessary for what we're saying. This is the main concept. And then in the following paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal says again, "V'zeh b'chinas v'zeh ma'isa ha-menorah miksha zahav." This is what's meant when the pasuk says that the menorah had to be miksha zahav, a solid piece of gold. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ma'isa ha-menorah zeh b'chinas klal ha-hisparus sh'Hashem Yisborach mispora b'Yisrael sh'mishom ikra ho'er kanal." The menorah represents the main pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation. That's represented by this light. This oyer represents the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation. V'alkein b'nei rois ha-menorah hayu edus sh'Hashem Yisborach oyev ham Yisrael u'mashra shechinase bohem. The Gemara says that it was through the menorah that the Jews were able to see clear testimony that Hashem is with us, that Hashem is still with us. K'moisham razal al ner hamarovi, as the Gemara says about the ner hamarovi, the center candle of the menorah, shehu edus l'chol boi olam shehashchina shura b'Yisrael, that the miracle with that candle, the fact that it was never extinguished and the manner in which it burned, testified to Hashem's being with Bnei Yisrael at all times. Sheze b'chinas hisparus, shemachmas hisparusay va'avosay bonu, humashru shechinosay b'secheinu. It's because of the fact that Hashem takes pride in us and likes us, that's why He's willing to be with us and to show that He is with us. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the emphasis that's placed on the menorah was that it had to be this solid piece of gold, implying that a person who wants Hashem to take pride in him has to be solid in this way. He has to be very strong to be able to stand up against the bombardment, which every single Jew who wants to come close to Hashem undergoes this bombardment. Then Rav Nosson Zal says in the following paragraph, "V'zeh b'chinas ma she'Hashem Yisborach mishabeach es Yisrael." This is where we find that Hashem praises the Jewish nation in Shir HaShirim, and Hashem says, "Zois koimosech damsa l'samar," that this is the upstandingness of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, that they are compared to a palm tree. The Jewish nation is compared to the trunk of a palm tree. What's special about the trunk of a palm tree? Dahainu shehem chazokim v'koshim v'takifim b'avodasam. This refers to the fact that the Jews are strong and tough and powerful in their serving Hashem. Ve'eino meinichem lahapil atzmam b'shum oifon. And they don't allow themselves to be knocked down no matter what. U'kamei shepirish Rashi shom le'inyan hatzelem shal Nebuchadnezzar. As Rashi Kodesh points out over there in Nebuchadnezzar, that this in Navi, that this refers to the fact that Nebuchadnezzar put up an Avodah Zarah, and he demanded that all the Jews bow to it. She'omdu b'zikifoson v'lo yishtachvuloi. That the Jews stood up tall, and they wouldn't bow down to it. Ki zeh ha-shevach v'ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. This is the main praise and pride that Hashem takes in a Jew, is when a Jew shows his toughness, his being able to withstand the bombardment that comes from the Satan. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is why we find specifically when it comes to going to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, "Va'oilech eschem koimemius," that I will lead you into Eretz Yisrael. Koimemius means b'koimo zekufa, Rashi HaKadosh says, standing up tall. Why? We know usually the Torah emphasizes that a Jew is supposed to be humble, he's not supposed to walk that tall. The answer is that there are certain items in serving Hashem where the Torah tells you up front that this item is going to be very difficult, and if you're going to show any weakness, it's going to be very, very easy to get knocked out of the box. So it's only if a person resolves that he's going to stand up tall and he's not going to allow anything to knock him down, to push him away, and he's going to withstand this bombardment. This is what guarantees that a person will be zechet to be matzliach in these items that count the most. This is one area in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal discusses this subject. Another item that he quotes, which is actually a statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara in Ma'id Katan is talking about Dovid HaMelech, one of the greatest of Jews of all time, whom again the Gemara tells us how Dovid HaMelech was very, very modest. He was one of the three most outstanding Jews of all time, where Dovid HaMelech said to Hashem, "Va'onechi toilas v'loyish," that I am a worm, I'm not a human being. This is Dovid HaMelech, who represented the kingdom of Hashem. This is how he looked at himself. And the Gemara says he used to teach Torah. He'd be sitting on the floor to teach Torah, and they would ask him, why don't you sit on a chair, on a pillow, as was customary for a Rebbe to teach Torah, that the Rebbe should be sitting above his students, and he refused it completely. And the Gemara says that Hashem said to Dovid HaMelech that because you showed such humbleness, such modesty, therefore, you're going to be like me, Hashem said. Just like I can forgive sins, you're also going to have this power to forgive sins. So the Navi in Shmuel Beis lists that Dovid HaMelech had with him a group of Giboirim. These were called the Giboirei Dovid, the strong men of Dovid HaMelech, and it lists different names. And the Gemara in Moed Kotten darshans that these names of these strong people were actually the qualities of Dovid HaMelech. The Pasuk's actually referring to the qualities of Dovid HaMelech. And Rav Nosson Zal, in Likutei Halachos, in Yoredeya, the section called Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Bosar B'cholov, Halacha Hei, Ois Choftes, paragraph Choftes, Rav Nosson Zal there references this Gemara in Moed Kotten, and Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas Adinoi Ha'etzni, that the Navi there in Shmuel Beis, I believe it's Perek Chav Gimel, the Navi there quotes, refers to the Giboirim of Dovid HaMelech, and one of them is called Adinoi Ho'etzni. Now, Adinoi means something that's very, very soft. An eitz, a piece of wood, represents something that's very hard, very unbreakable. Hanemar b'Dovid HaMelech al-Lashon, this is written about Dovid HaMelech, Kemoy Shadosh Razal, as the Gemara Darshan's in Moed Koton, B'sho she'oisek b'Torah, that during the time that Dovid HaMelech was studying Torah, Me'adei Natsmoy k'toilas, he softened himself, he was as pliable as a worm. In other words, that's how flexible he was. That's how susceptible he was to learn, to have somebody teach him something he didn't know, and subject to change, able to bend as much as he had to. Ukesheyotze lamilchama, and when Dovid HaMelech would go out to war, hu koshe ke'etz, he was tough like a tree, solid like a tree. Nimtza, we see from this, she'azes tigdusha, hu bechinas toilas. Rav Nosson Zal mentions that this is a, he's referring over here to the concept of toilas. Again, we don't have to go into exactly what that is, but Rav Nosson Zal is pointing out that this is the praise that the Torah gives of one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, Dovid HaMelech, that note, when he had to go to Milchama, he went out very, very tough. And we know the Gemara and all the Meforshim say that a Jew in this world is constantly in a state of Milchama, the Milchemes HaYetzer, the battle against the Yetzirah, and it definitely, definitely requires a person being tough at times, being able to be very strong, and no matter how often the person gets knocked down, to be able to stay in the ring and to make sure to finish, to make sure to be able to complete this battle. This is the second item. The third item, which is a longer item, we'll try to do inside in the Likutei Halachos. This is in Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchas Shiluach Hakan, the laws of sending away the mother bird. When a person wants to take a nest of small birds, halacha dalid, and this halacha in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal touches on some very unusually deep items. He mentions concepts that are discussed in the Kisvei Arizal that seem to be unintelligible for a person unless a person is a super genius, and yet Rav Nosson Zal presents it in a way where even people like us could be able to understand it and really, really get a lot of benefit. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how this applies to what we're learning about now.
Halacha Dalid
of Hilchas Shiluach HaKan. Rav Nosson begins quoting a pasuk in a Torah which discusses this mitzvah, where the pasuk says, "Ki korei kan tzipor lefonecha baderech," that if a person will see a nest of birds, will happen to come upon a nest of birds while he's traveling on the road, loisikach ho'em al habonim, he's not permitted to take the mother with the children. Shaleach teshalach esoim, he must send away the mother bird and take these small birds that are in the nest to himself. In paragraph Aleph in this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal reviews a discussion in Likutei Moran, in a different chapter, in Chelek Aleph of Likutei Moran, Torah Ayin Beis, which also deals a lot with his chaskus, giving a person his chaskus, but it's starting from Ayin Beis, paragraph Beis, that we're going to be concerned with for our discussion. And if we pay attention here now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into something very deep and very easy to understand, very, very beautiful. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas ki korei kan tzipor lefonecha baderech." This is what this pasuk is referring to. Ki isa b'zoyer hakodesh, it's brought in the Zoyer hakodesh. Shezeh merameis al neshamois de'istarchu me'asrayhu. That this concept of these birds that a person finds on the road, this represents those neshamois, those Jewish souls that have wandered, that have gone lost off the path, and they've wandered out on some road, they're lost on a road somewhere. V'zeh yodua. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a known fact in all the Sifrei Kabbalah. Shekol ha-Torah u'tfila u'maisim tovim she'ha'odom oisek bohem, that all the Torah and Tfila and Mitzvahs that a Jew does in this world, hu oisek levarer nitzutzeis kidoshes. One of the main underlying purposes in every mitzvah that we're doing is to be able to pick out and to perfect sparks of Kiddusha that have fallen or that have gone lost, and to be able to fix them, to be able to do whatever is needed to correct them. Dehainu nefoshes shenoflu v'yardu l'mokim shiyardu al-yidei chet odom arishoin v'al-yidei hachatoim shel kol echad v'yechod. This refers to those souls that fell due to the pegam of Adam Arishain, when Adam and Chava ate from the tree of wisdom. We know that the Arizal tells us that Adam was actually a composite of all 600,000 neshamos of the Jewish nation, and when Adam Arishain was pegam by eating from the tree of wisdom, as a result, many, in fact most, the vast majority of all the souls which comprised Adam Arishain, they fell, they became defective through this item, through this pegam of Adam Arishain. And so too, each and every single time that any Jew commits a sin, he causes either his own neshama or at times other neshamas of Klal Yisrael to have an afila, to fall, to become defective, to become pogum. Sheha'odom tzorech lehalosam. Each and every single Jew is obligated to elevate these neshamos ulevararam and to purify them. Al yedei Torah tefila ma'asim tovim, through one's study of Torah and through one's tefila and through one's good deeds. V'zeh, this is what's meant when the pasuk says ki korei kan tzipor lefonecha baderech, that when a Jew will happen to come upon a nest of birds on the road, shehem bechinas nefoshos shenoflu begol. This refers to those souls that have been forced to wander out on the road. They're out on the road, meaning they're not in the city, they're not in a house, they're just somewhere out on the road in exile. And Rav Nosson Zal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, quote the pasuk Kitziporim ha'achuzim bepach kohen yoikshim b'nei odom, that there's a pasuk that says, just as birds who are caught in tar, where their legs get stuck in tar and they can't escape, so too cry forth the souls of Jews whose neshamos have become trapped, ensnared within the trap of the Satan. So we see this association between the birds being trapped, corresponding to these neshamos, Jewish neshamos that are trapped in a place where they wouldn't want to be, in an exile, among the in the place of the Satan. Tiltul means wandering. It's another word for ghost-like, being forced to wander from place to place. And a Jew who wants to take hold of these birds, to take hold of these neshamos, and to be able to take them, dahainu lahalisam, to elevate them, ulavararam, and to perfect them, hainu shahatoira meramezes lahodam. The Torah is hinting to a person, bo'eis shehubo la'asik, bo'eis adover shebikdusha, at any point in time when the Jew is going to undertake an item of kedusha, ubefrat, and especially, bo'eis oiskoi b'diburei Torah tefila, at a time that he's looking to perform an act of studying of Torah or tefila, she'oz hu oisik likach ulahalois nefoshois, what's happening at that point in time is that the person is actually looking to take hold of these fallen neshamos and to be able to elevate them, to lift them up. This is what's meant when the pasuk says, "Ki kore kan tzipor lefonecha," that when you'll happen to come upon this nest of birds, "Shehem hanefoshos deistarchu me'asrayu," this refers to these birds that have that are wandering from their place, from their nest on a tree where is their normal place. You find them somewhere on the road. This is why it says over there, you'll find them on the road, when you're going on the road, in any tree. This is hinting to these neshamas being in golos, being forced to wander. And the person wants to take these birds. The person wants to undertake an item of kedusha. That by doing, by undertaking this mitzvah, this item of Torah or tefillah, you will be taking hold of this nest of birds, shehu begolus, which is in exile. Dahainu lahalois. Whereby by doing this mitzvah that you're about to do, you're going to elevate and perfect these neshamos that are in exile. And this is why the pasuk says, and you'll observe the mother hovering over its young, or over the eggs that are in this nest. And now Rabbein Azal goes into a beautiful explanation to explain this item that's mentioned in the Kisvei Arizal. Rabbi Moshe Zal says, "Ki yodua b'ksavim," it's known in the Kisvei Arizal, "shebechol davar yesh boi bechinas eser sfirois," that in each and every single item in the world is contained the 10 qualities, the 10 attributes of Hashem. "Ki hasfirois hein midos av yisporach," these spheroids are the midos of Hashem, the characteristics of Hashem, shebohem, through them, hu mechaye umanhig eskol ha'olam meirosh v'atzoif. Through these 10 qualities of Hashem, Hashem gives life to the world, and Hashem leads the world through these 10 midos of Hashem. Hashem conducts the world. Ki kol davar sheba'olam, sheha'odam roitza ledaber oyla'asais. The Arizal explains that any item that a person wants to say or do in this world, tzorich mitchila shi'aloi machshavo laze. The first thing that a person has to do is he has to think about that item. Ubitchila oila b'machshavo behelam. The initial thought, the most initial thought that a person has about anything that he wants to say or do, that thought is completely hidden, where even the person at times is not conscious of it. We talk about a state of consciousness and subconscious, where at times a person is starting to think about something and he doesn't even realize it. For example, let's say somebody will be talking to you about a certain item, about item A, and he'll mention point 1, 2, 3 about A, and as he's mentioning these points and you're registering them in your mind, point 1 about A, point 2 about A, point 3 about A, suddenly the person starts making an association in his mind related to something else completely. A person here is talking to him about fruit or something, and he makes an association about a house or something else completely, and as when he's first hearing these points, he doesn't even realize at that time that these are going to be the building blocks of an idea that he's going to come out with. But Behelam, in a hidden form, there's a thought that's starting to form in his mind. This corresponds to the sphere of Keser, the crown, which is the uppermost part within Machshava, within thought, which refers to the hiddenness of the thoughts. The Keser is called B'mechusa mimcha, that part which is hidden from you. B'mufla mimcha al tedrash, u'b'mechusa mimcha al tachkor. This refers to a person's thoughts, where a person is thinking about something, and the thought itself is hidden from him at the time. He doesn't even realize that he's starting to think about, he's starting to plan, to put together an idea about something. Then afterwards, stage two is that the thought starts coming forth, starts becoming clearer, starts becoming more obvious. And then the person starts actually thinking in clear terms about this idea, whether he should do it or whether he shouldn't do it, and exactly how he should do it, etc., etc. So within the thought process, we've shown that there's an initial part where the thought is starting to form, but it's so hidden that the person isn't even aware that he's coming up with an idea now, because he's thinking on different terms completely, and slowly but surely he's starting to piece together an idea. Then once the idea takes shape in his mind, he starts planning the details of the idea, what he's going to do or what he's going to say. And afterwards, nigbar bedatoi ho'inyanahu, this item gets completed in the person's mind. After that, once the person resolves how he's going to do it, he starts talking about it, either to notify people that are involved or to tell somebody about this idea and what he's going to be doing about it, etc. The achar kach lemaisa, and then the thing actually starts happening, being physically accomplished. V'chol elu hadvorim oivrim al ha'odom v'chol hadvorim sheba'olam. The Arizal explains that all of these items that we just mentioned, this whole procedure that we just mentioned, must take place. When it comes to any item in the world that's going to get done, it must go through these phases. Phase 1, the machshava behelam. Phase 2, machshava begilui. Phase 3, dibur. Phase 4, maisa. Rak, however, afilu b'chol dibur v'dibur, not just in every action that a person does in this world, but even every statement that a person makes in this world, before a human being says something, first there's this machshava behelam, then the machshava begili, and then it comes into dibur. We can never skip any of these steps. All of these steps must take place. Rak, however, the Arizal explains, Shebistam diburim, when it comes to simple words, when a person is talking about cake or parnaso or regular type items, She'ein tzrichen yishuv godol, where it doesn't take a lot of thinking about, Oivrim kol elu habachinois b'mehirus niflo ma'oid ma'oid, ad she'ein mavchinim bohem klal. All of these steps occur so quickly, they happen so fast, that the person doesn't even know that it's happening. He doesn't know that there's an idea, and the idea is first hidden, then the idea becomes revealed, it becomes a clear thought, then the thought gets shot to his mouth, and it comes out of his mouth as a word. He doesn't even realize it, but the Arizal says this must take place. Any dibur that comes forth from a person's mind must go through these steps first. Avol be'esik godol, but when it comes to something substantial, when it comes to a person doing something substantial, let's say building a house, or lahavdol in gashmius, or a person performing an act of ruchnius, moving Teretz Yisrael, something that's a solid undertaking, Yochel ha'odom lahavchen heitev. In such a case, a person could understand very, very well eich she'ev remolav kol elu habachinois kodem shegoymer hadibur. How all of these individual steps happen before the person actually comes forth with a statement. The kolshgein, bi'uvda, that's when it comes to dibur, to speech, much, much more so when it comes to a physical action that's being performed, building something or making something or doing something. V'chol elu habachinois shebemachshavtoi kodem shenoilot hadibur v'amaisa, all of these different steps that occur within the person's mind, that take place within all these different thoughts that take place within the person's mind before the statement comes forth or before the action is done, heim bechinas gimel rishonos, they correspond to the first three spheros, the first three attributes of Hashem, ki odua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the first three attributes of Hashem correspond to the brain, to the mind, chokhma, bina, and das, or keser, chokhma, and bina, which all represent the brain. V'acharkach, and afterwards, kishenoilad v'nezgale hadibur v'hamaisa, when the statement or the action comes into fruition, when it actually takes place or the statement is actually made, ze bechinas shivo midos, this corresponds to the seven lower spheros, the seven lower characteristics of Hashem, chesed gevura teferes netzach hoyd yisoid malchus, bechinas shehem bechinas zayin yemei habinyan, they correspond to the 7 days of creation, the 7 days which Hashem used to physically form this world that we have. Shekol hadvorim shebo'ilam klula mehem kiyadua, where all the items that exist within creation are included within these 7 days, within these seven lower midos of Hashem. V'ikra ha'haylodo v'ha'hizgalus shel kol dovor hu al yidei b'chinas bino. Rav Nosson Zal says that the main birth or the main revelation of any item comes from Bina, from this midah of Hashem called Bina, Shnekras Eim Habonim, which is called the mother of the children. We know there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Ki Eim Labina Tikra, that Bina is called the mother. We know that in the Zohar Kodesh it explains the fact that the spheros are split up into different groupings. They correspond to different levels within a family, whereby the sphere of Keser, the crown of Hashem, is compared to a concept of a great-grandfather, Sovin the Sovin, it's called the great-grandfather. The spheros of the sphere of Keser is usually referred to as a concept of a grandfather or a great-grandfather, either one. Chachma and Bina are referred to as a father and a mother. The pasuk says about Yosef HaTzadik that he was called Avreich. One of his nicknames was Avreich, and the Torah says he was Av b'Chachma, Verav Bishonim. He was a father in Chachma, in wisdom, and young in age. So we see that the father represents Chachma, and there's another pasuk that says, Ki Eim Labina Tikra, that Bina represents the mother. So we know that Chachma and Bina represent parents. The lower spheros, Chesed Gevura Teferes Netzach Hayd Yisoid Malchus, they are usually referred to as Bonim. The lower level, the children, Zeranpin and Malchus, are referred to as Ben and Bas. Although, it pays to note that at times, in other words, this is one representation of it, where we look at Keser as the grandfather, Chochma and Bina as the parents, and all seven spheros of Zeranpin as being the children. There are times when we look at Keser as being the great-grandfather, Chochma and Bina are referred to as a concept of grandparents. Chesed, Gevura, Teferes are referred to as parents. They correspond to the Ovois HaKdoshim. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are referred to as Chesed, Gvura, Teferes. And it's Netzach, Hoid, Yesod, and Malchus that are referred to as the Bonim, the children. Hamalach HaGoyel Oisi, Hu Yevorech, is Hanaorim. Naorim refers to Netzach and Hoid, as Zohar HaKadosh says. So these are different ways of looking at it, but basically, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, the seven lower spheroids are looked upon as the children that come from the parents who are represented by Chachma and Bina. Chachma represents the father, Bina represents the mother. Now Rav Moshe Zal says that the main birth, which is the one, when a new creation is born to a family, which is the one that gives birth, although the father also participates in the creation of a child, it's the mother that does the actual physical giving birth, and it's from the mother's womb that the baby actually comes forth. The revelation of the physical baby is from the mother, not from the father. From the father, we don't see anything physically in front of our eyes. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ikar ha'hoylod avazgalo shel kol davar ha'yidei b'chinas bina shenikra eim habonin comes from bina, which is called the mother of the children. Ki oz kishebo ha'davar le'b'chinas hisbaininos, when an item comes into a person's mind and he's being misbainin about it, misbainin means thinking deeply, where the person's really giving it solid thought. Shom nigmar hadavar b'machshavtoi. That's where the item gets completed within the person's mind. V'azai yotzei hadavar v'noilad v'nizgala b'olam. Then, once it has reached a completion stage mentally, now it's ready to show itself physically in physical form. V'afilu achar kach kishenoilad v'nizgala hadavar. And even afterwards, when the item actually comes into fruition, it's born, it's created, it's revealed, we actually see the item, adayin koruch hisbeinenus hasechel achrov. The thinking process of the person is still attached to it. In other words, when a person, let's say, builds a house, let's use that as a mushel. Before the person builds a house, when a person first starts thinking about a house, again, the thinking doesn't even start just from thinking about the house. He'll be looking at trees, he'll be looking at the neighborhood that he lives in, and he'll see somebody else building a house, and as he's talking about the house that this other person built, and he's talking about specifics about it, an idea is starting to formulate in his mind that he himself doesn't even realize about himself building a house. Then suddenly, as the pieces start to come together regarding this other person's house, suddenly it all clicks in his head, well, if he's making money and the real estate's going to go up and he has equity in the house, I'm going to do the same thing. And suddenly all the different statements that he made related to the other person's house start to gel related to the thought of him building his own house. Then he goes through thousands of thoughts as to exactly how much money he's going to spend, who he's going to get as an architect, what's he going to do about the plumbing, where's he going to get the financing, all the different thoughts and everything that go into it. And then he starts doing all the thinking into planning of making it, and who he's going to call, and the phone calls he's going to make, and then he starts actually making phone calls, speaking about it, getting in touch with the people, getting all the different players together, and they start building the house. Now, even as they start building the house, the thinking process hasn't stopped. In other words, although this item is starting to come into fruition, lemaisa, the hispaninus hasn't detached itself from the maisa. The hispaninus is still there. He's still thinking about it. There's still constant thinking going on, even as the maisa is taking place, even after the item has already been nizgala. Ki chein haderech b'chol hadvorim. This is a fact about all items. Sheseichel ha'odom nizbeinin b'hadovor gam achar sheyotze l'poyel gadle ilash gam achar sheyotze l'poyel. The thinking process of a person is still thinking about an item, even after the item has come into to existence, legadloi, to improve it, ulahashlimoi, and to complete it better, bishlemus, in other words, to make it 100%. He's constantly figuring out how to make it better, how to make it 100%. Still not better. So the thinking is an ongoing process even while the maisa is taking place. V'hu mamish kemoi ho'em. And the Arizal explains, Rav Nosenthal explains, that this is exactly like a mother giving birth to a child. Shemetchilo mezgadel havlad etzlo kol yemei ha'heroin. In the beginning, when the child is first beginning to grow, the child is growing inside of the mother's womb, inside, covered up inside the mother. The acharkach kishemagia zman haleido, when the time for the mother to give birth arrives, v'hi moiledes havlad, and she actually gives forth this baby, adayin gam acharkach hi krucha achar havlad, she is still attached to this baby, lehonikoi, to nurse it, ulegadloi, and to raise it, ulehashlimoi, and to complete it, as we know. Rav Nosenthal explains this is the way it is with any item that's being born into the world. Any item, any physical item. In the beginning, the item passes through the person's mind, the person's thinking process, bebechinas ibur, just as this concept of a woman who's pregnant with a baby. And although the baby is there, it's inside of her, it's covered up, it's not visible. So too, any time a person's thinking about building a house, originally, the house is in his brain, it's covered up by his skull, it's going on in his thinking process, and that's referred to as this stage of ibur, pregnancy, ad shenigmar v'yotze u'mezgale b'bechinas leida, until the thinking process is completed, the stage of pregnancy is completed, and then the item is born. The achar kach, and even after it's born, adayin ha'hizboinenos koruch achrov, the thinking process is still attached to that item, ad sheyashlim hadovor bishleimus, until the item is completed 100%. The alkein, and therefore Rav Nosenthal explains, nikras bechinas bino em habonim kiyodua. This is why we find in the Sifrei Kabbalah that the Sphira of Bina is called the mother of the children. Why? U'b'sherish ho'elyoin kol ho'ese sphirois heim kulam kodesh. And we know that in their origin, in their heavenly origin, all 10 spheroids are completely holy, ubifrat sholesh rishainos, and especially the 3 first spheroids, shenechshovim ki echod, which many times are referred to as one, keser chochma bina are referred to as one unit, shehem bechinas kulei toiv, they represent complete good, ve'in shom shum din klal, and there, there's no harshness whatsoever, there's nothing negative whatsoever, there's no bad whatsoever. Rav Nosenthal is going to explain now. Rak, shebechinas bino, dinin misaramino, kemavur bezoyar ubiksovim hoinyan barichus kamapomen. However, we know that the origin of harshness and judgment and anything negative in this world, it originates from bino. Ach lemalo adayin hakol kodesh v'toiv. Way, way up there in its heavenly origin, it's all good. Rak kishemishtalshe lemato, when it spirals down to this world, nase mize lefa'omim chas v'sholom din gomor cholila. At times, it forms a solid chunk of din, a solid chunk of harshness, ad shemisugei hadinim nishtalshe lemato ad shenase yetzahora megushamayin. Until from the dust, from the crumbs of this din, of this holy din, there is formed like a garbage portion, in a sense, and that's what forms the Yetzirah. That's what first forms a concept of bad. It comes from the waste matter of Bina, of the light of Bina, as it's spiraling into this world, the sugim, just as when a person is purifying silver or gold, there's the scrapings, the scrap, the impurities that come off as it's being refined, so too this light of Hashem, specifically this light of Bina, as it's being shined into this world, from the impurities of it in a sense, from the side part of it, is what's formed this concept of a din of klipa, a din of tuma. Ki kol hayetzahara nimshachim sherosha midinim, because the whole yetzahara, its origin comes from din. Ubishvil zeh, and therefore lamata bozeh ha'olam, below in this physical world, kodem sheha'odam roitzel adaber dover shebikdusha, before a person wants to speak an item of kedusha, tefillah or Torah, oy la'asoy say, or before a person actually gets to perform an act of kedusha, boem olav v'machshavtoy machshavos zoros, the person first gets all kinds of outside thoughts, v'rayonim royim, and bad thoughts, u'bilbulim harbe, and many kinds of confusions. Kol echad kefi b'chinasoy, each and every person according to what level he's on.